This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, as I am on the road, I am thinking about how the very nature of God is to multiply what you already have. When we turn to the scriptures and think of an example of when God multiplied something, we may likely recall when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and multiplied them to feed 5,000 people. You may also recall there were even bags of leftovers. However, when studying about the miracles that the prophet Elijah performed in the Old Testament, I see a similar pattern there too. In this story, a man approaches Elijah, who is seen by the people as a man of God, to give him bread of the first fruits. When the man gave Elijah the bread, Elijah told him to give it to the men instead so they could eat. But the man said, "How can I set this before 100 men?" Elijah's reply was simply, "Give it to the men that they may eat, thus says the Lord." And he went on to say, "In fact, they shall eat and have some left." So we see that it is God's very nature to take what we have and to multiply it such that it not only meets our needs, but that there is a surplus too. So if you have fears today about not having enough or not being enough, release your fears into the hands of God and be comforted by the fact that you serve a God whose very nature is to multiply what you have. As you reflect on that, remember these words: He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, watch God multiply in your life.